I'd like to share with you an incredible story about a statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary that came alive and three things that we can learn from this account. The story comes from the book, The Glories of Mary, written by St. Alphonsus Liguori. And he shares a story about how a young man whose father has died is going to be sent to the court of a prince to be raised by him, and his mother is sending him off. But before the mother sends her son off, she makes her son promise that he will always have a devotion to our Blessed Mother. She makes her son promise that he will always say a Hail Mary every day, and at the end of the Hail Mary that he should pray, Blessed Virgin, help me at the hour of my death. The young man is sent off to the court of the prince, and it doesn't turn out very good for the young man because he's just disobedient. So the prince gets fed up with him and kicks him out. The young man is out on the streets and he resorts to a life of crime, robbing and killing people on the roadways. Eventually, the law catches up with him. He's arrested, he's thrown into jail and sentenced to death. There in his jail cell, he starts feeling sorry for himself. He realizes he's brought great sorrow to his mother. He's ruined his life. He's going to be sentenced to death. And it is in this state that the devil appears to him in his jail cell. And the devil promises to free him from jail if the young man does exactly as he is told. The young man agrees. The devil says the young man must renounce his faith in Jesus Christ. The young man agrees. The devil says he must never return to the sacramental life. The young man agrees. And the devil says that the young man must renounce his devotion to the Blessed Virgin. Upon hearing this, the young man refuses and begins to say the Hail Mary. At this, the devil vanishes. On the way to the place of his execution, he happens to be brought by a statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so he began to pray the prayer that his mom taught him. Blessed Virgin, help me at the hour of my death. St. Alphonsus writes, whereupon the statue, in the full sight of all, bowed its head and acknowledged his greeting. With that, he expressed the desire to kiss the feet of the statue. At first, the guards would not allow it, but they finally gave in when the people began to raise a clamor. As the youth was bending down to kiss the feet, Mary reached down and took him by the hand, holding him so tight that it was not possible to pry him loose. On seeing this miracle, everyone began to shout, "Mercy, mercy!" And mercy was granted him. He returned home and led a model life, always very devout to the Blessed Virgin, because she had freed him from both temporal and eternal death. I think there's three things we can learn from this story. Number one, the miraculous is possible. I think many upon hearing the story would doubt and think, well, did this really happen or could it happen? And I would like to remind you of our faith. See, I believe in a God who parted the Red Sea. I believe in a God who fed his people in the desert with food from heaven. I believe in his only Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who walked on water, calmed storms, raised the dead, opened the eyes of the blind, cured the sick, delivered people, who he himself died, rose again, and then ascended into heaven, and who said, "Those who believe in me will do the works that I do, and even greater works than these." Now consider this. If we believers will do the works that Jesus Christ himself has done, how much more will the Blessed Virgin do who believes with perfect faith? So do I believe that the Blessed Virgin can do the miraculous? You bet I do. St. Alphonsus makes an incredible statement about Mary. He says that Mary is omnipotent, meaning all-powerful. He says that Jesus is all-powerful by nature, but Mary is all-powerful by grace. And the reason why he concludes this is because Mary obtains everything she asks for when she prays and intercedes. St. Bernardine of Siena says, at the command of Mary, everybody obeys, even God. St. Alphonsus, responding to this, says, St. Bernardine of Siena is not afraid to utter this sentence because God grants the prayers of Mary as if they were commands. And so St. Anselm, addressing her, saying, "Our Lord, O Holy Mary, has exalted you to such an extent that by his favor all things that are possible to him should be possible to you. The second thing we can learn about this story is that the devil is strategic in his destruction. The young man was to renounce his faith in Jesus Christ. He was never to participate in the sacramental life, and he was to renounce his devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. I mean, friends, if you lose these three things, you're in trouble. I want to speak to just one aspect regarding our current circumstance. I think we as Catholics right now are tempted to place our faith in science over Christ right now. Think about this. Every person who's got the jab is going to die. And every person who has not got the jab is also going to die. So in light of this truth, friends, no matter where you're at on that issue, our faith has to be in Jesus Christ. Our hope is in the promise of forgiveness of sin and the gift of eternal life. And if our hope is in anything else, it's a misplaced hope. See, that's what the devil wants us to do. The devil wants us to hope in things that are always changing and to doubt that which is always remaining, which is God. And the third thing we can learn from this account is that there's protection in devotion to the Blessed Mother. The young man was delivered from both temporal and eternal destruction. His temporal destruction was going to come because he was going to be executed, but Mary delivered him from that. His eternal destruction was going to come from his disobedience and not living a life of grace. St. Alphonsus says that afterwards he went home and lived a devout life. Sometimes we find ourselves in circumstances that threaten to destroy us. To destroy us financially, to destroy our families, to destroy our physical life. And it's very appropriate to go to Our Lady, to place ourselves in her care, to ask her to deliver us from this. And God will, should it please Him and be beneficial to our eternal soul. So place your temporal affairs in Our Lady's protection. The second thing is place your eternal ones in her protection as well. Your soul, your most valuable asset is you. It's not your house, it's not your car, it's not your retirement savings, it's your eternal soul, because your eternal soul is going to be in heaven or hell for all eternity. So let's place our eternal needs in the hands and intercession of Our Lady, for she will not fail to obtain every grace we need for final perseverance. So with that, friends, we cannot go wrong by placing our life in the care of Mary. God bless you. Hey, thanks for watching. Can we share our dream with you? We want to reach millions of people by sharing the beauty of the Catholic faith to a hurting world. And we want to do this by keeping all future content free, accessible, and shareable, just like the video you saw.
But we can't do this without you. Would you please consider supporting us on a monthly basis by joining our Patreon team? To partner with us, click the link at the end of this video or in the description. Thank you for your consideration.